18 months after the end of their last tour of duty in Iraq, the Army's 1st Cavalry Division is back in Baghdad, taking command of the city and a large swath of territory to the south. The handover occurred as the U.S. military announced the deaths of 6 more Americans. NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports from the Iraqi capital.
The reversing of colors signifies the official transfer of authority of the multinational division.
U.S. fighter jets flew over Camp Liberty as top U.S. and Iraqi military officials watched the 4th Infantry Division take down its banner and the 1st Cavalry Division unfurl its own bright red flag. The short ceremony, held at one of Saddam's palaces built on a man-made lake, signaled a transfer of authority for Baghdad, Najaf, Karbala, and Babil, an area roughly 3 times the size of Connecticut. Major General James Thurman is commander of the 4th Infantry Division. He says Iraqi security forces are now better trained, better equipped, and ready.
Iraqis can be proud of its sons. Daily they're fighting to keep their nation free. They're doing an outstanding job. The future of Iraq lays in the hands of these brave men.
But Iraqi security forces are also being blamed for much of the violence that plagues Baghdad. Its police force is riddled with corruption and infiltrated by Shiite militias. Many here believe they're also operating as death squads, killing Sunnis in the sectarian war that's overtaken the capital. In a brazen example of the lawlessness seen here in Baghdad, gunmen dressed as police commandos stormed an education ministry building yesterday and kidnapped more than 50 people. They looked like official security forces. They wore uniforms and drove white SUVs, 3 with machine guns mounted on top. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says nearly all those kidnapped have now been released.
We won't be satisfied with merely the release of the captives, but we will chase down the perpetrators.
A high-level Interior Ministry official tells NPR the kidnappers belong to the Volcano Brigade, a special commando unit operating within the Interior Ministry that's allegedly been involved in sectarian killings and kidnappings. Major General Joe Phil, the commander of the returning 1st Cavalry Division, isn't convinced. He believes the uniforms worn by the kidnappers were stolen.
These were not amateurs, and we don't have all the facts yet. And again, this is the Iraqis are in the lead, and we're doing everything we can to support them at every level that we can.
This sort of talk has become resoundingly familiar as U.S. military officials stress the need for Iraqis to step up and begin assuming responsibility for the worsening security situation. The departing 4th Infantry Division led a major crackdown aimed at quelling violence in Baghdad, but all has not gone as hoped. Major General Phil says the operation, known as Together Forward, will be reworked. And he says that will mean more Iraqi troops, not American.
It's time for things to really move forward. We feel that that all the conditions are right for that. That does not mean that this is going to be an easy...
The clock is ticking, Phil says, and the Iraqi people, as well as Americans, expect to see some success in the coming months. Today, a car bomb blew up outside a funeral tent in Baghdad and killed at least 4 and wounded 10. And Baghdad's main morgue reported receiving 66 bodies, 43 of which showed signs of torture. The U.S. death toll for the month of November has now surpassed 40. But 24-year-old Private First Class William Hatton, who's just arrived in Iraq for the first time, says he believes the U.S. military cannot leave.
If we left now, it'd leave the country unstable.
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.